Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byrd moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bleu has Byrd trapped. There's the throw to Grubb and over to Sullivan, who tags Byrd for the out. Sewell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Pennock moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Pennock moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pennock scores. Sewell scores. Gehrig moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Fonseca moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Yankees. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pennock moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Pennock scores. Bird scores. It's 7-3, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 8-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Ruth scores. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Yankees. Big Sweat now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chapman scores. There goes Larry trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 11-3, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Big Sweat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pennock bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to second. 1 out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. It's 12-3, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bird moves to second. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Larry. Reynolds scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 12-4, Yankees. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6. Yankees. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 12-7, Yankees. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Big Sweat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. Grubb moves to third. It's 12-8, Yankees. Pat Caraway pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Groove scores. Caraway scores. It's 12-10, Yankees. Lefty Gomez now pitching. Irv Jeffries pinch hits for Billy Sullivan. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. Two outs. It's 12-11, Yankees. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 12, Yankees, 12. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird, who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 13-12, White Sox. Jim Weaver now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-12, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Yankees 12. The Yankees will come to bat. Irv Jeffries now playing third base. Vic Frazier now pitching. Johnny Whatwood now playing center field. Carl Reynolds now playing left field. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Yankees 12. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball towards left. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Grubb moves to second. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier bunts, foul, towards the mound. Weaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Yankees 12. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Tony Lazzari. Earl Combs pinch hits for Jim Weaver. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Cook steals second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and New York Yankees, 12. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.